This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And by the way, when we speak about dressing well, it's not just directed to females, as some of the men think. It's directed to the males as well. And I'm sure some of you know what I'm talking about. The trends of today, wow. Some of them are okay, but some of them, subhanAllah, they leave you showing your designer label on your underwear. Allahu Akbar. May Allah protect us. So we need to direct it to the males as well. Some so tight that even the sisters won't fit into that. Allahu Akbar. May Allah grant us ease. I'm just trying to balance it to say, my beloved brothers who are here, when we talk about dress, don't just say, tell them. You're the guys who stare, by the way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. But to be more serious, it's actually addressed to all of us, myself included. I also need to be careful how I dress, how I carry myself. When we say dress in Islam, it doesn't just mean what you're putting on, but it includes how you carry yourself. When we talk of hijab, hijab is not just the type of clothing you have externally, but it's a condition that you carry yourself upon. It is a way of life as well. It's part and parcel of your identity. And that would include the men as well as the women. This is why when Allah speaks about lowering of the gaze, He says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell the believing males to lower their gazes and protect their chastity or protect their private parts. He starts off by speaking to the males. And the women come only thereafter. There must be a reason. Well, the reason is, at times, the men need it more than anyone else. But we all need it. Let's be fair. We all need it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good.